Prayer, and I wish you well in prayer. It's not the easiest thing. but not necessarily on the day itself. Make sure that you're creating that time of stillness where you present yourself to the Lord so that he may use you as his priest in service. And I wish you well too in gathering around you good and reliable friends, a good spiritual director too, who will be able to hold up that mirror so you can see yourself in your priesthood and how you need to adapt and change and develop at the various stages of your priesthood. And I hope you will have friends, both priests and others, with whom you can talk openly and frankly and honestly, but always be careful of that demon gossip which is so destructive. And I hope that in your journey through priesthood, you will also always find scripture coming alive for you. Familiar passages meaning different things in different ways at different stages of your priesthood, and how moments of scripture can really enliven and reassure us in what we do. And finally, you are never alone. You will always have friends, family, priests around you, but most importantly, at that moment of the Ascension, Jesus said, "I'll send you the Advocate. He'll remind you of everything I said to you and lead you in all truth." And that's as true today for each one of us as it was for those rather bewildered and frightened disciples who were going to be left on their own. "I am with you always," says the Lord, "until the end of time." So God bless you in the ministry you're leading. May you find great happiness and be faithful in your prayer and your service to others. And let's help each one placed in our pastoral care to take that next step on their journey of faith. And let's all